From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 7th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, a statewide Aries activation is declared in Florida for Hurricane Matthew. ARRL is gauging the impact of a revised California distracted driving law, and an overview of Army and Air Force Mars webinar is set for October 25th. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Jim Smallwood, N7RCS of Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
The entire state of Florida was placed under an amateur radio emergency service level 1 full activation on October 6th as Hurricane Matthew headed for landfall in the United States. The Category 4 storm has already caused more than 100 deaths, most of them in Haiti, as it moved northward through the Caribbean. The Northern Florida Aries Net was called up on 3950 or 7252 kilohertz, depending on propagation, and will remain operational for the duration of the threat. The Statewide Amateur Radio Network, or SARnet, of linked UHF repeaters also has been activated for statewide use in Florida for life safety communications. Hurricane Matthew relentlessly pounding the Bahamas and potentially disastrous impacts for Florida is how the National Hurricane Center in Miami characterized the storm. Matthew has maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and is moving northwest at 14 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center has predicted that Hurricane Matthew will spread northward from central Florida within the warning area through Friday, moving along the coast into Georgia and South Carolina by early Saturday. More than 3,000 Florida residents already had evacuated to shelters by October 6th, according to FEMA. The ARRL headquarters emergency response team met on October 5th and will be placing W1AW into emergency standby starting Friday, October 7th. W1AW will monitor the Hurricane Watch Net, the Saturn Net, and VOIP Hurricane Net. ARRL has been in touch with field organization volunteers in the U.S. Virgin Islands and along the U.S. Eastern Seaboard and will respond as needed. ARRL will be updating news stories on amateur radio's response to Hurricane Matthew as rapidly as possible. For the latest news, as well as a list of frequencies being used for response efforts, keep visiting ARRL.org or monitoring ARRL's Facebook and Twitter feeds. California has upped its game in cracking down on distracted driving, and radio amateurs there are concerned that a recent revision to the state's motor vehicle code could affect amateur radio mobile operation. The old law, which included an amateur radio exemption, already prohibited motorists from using electronic wireless communication devices to write, send, or read a text-based communication while in motion unless the device was configured for voice-operated and hands-free operation. The revised law does not exempt amateur radio. Assembly Bill 1785, signed into law on September 26 by Governor Jerry Brown, prohibits a motorist from driving while holding and operating a handheld wireless telephone or a wireless electronic communication device as defined by the code. The language defining devices covered by the law does not accurately specify what activity is prohibited, leaving its application subject to misinterpretation by individual law enforcement officers, but it does not specifically prescribe use of mobile amateur radio equipment for voice communication. Initial wording of the legislation was not considered to be a threat to amateur radio operation, but the measure's language changed substantially as it worked its way through the California General Assembly. ARRL General Counsel Chris Imlay, W3KD, is scrutinizing the language of the revision. ARRL will be consulting with field organization officials in California to determine its next steps. ARRL Vice President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will head a contingent of league representatives at the 19th International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 General Assembly in Viña del Mar, Chile. The conference, hosted by the Radio Club of Chile, gets underway on October 10th and continues through October 14th. The IARU Region 2 band plan and other amateur radio spectrum issues will be on the agenda at this month's meeting. The ARRL and other IARU member societies in the Americas sought comments and suggestions suggestions earlier this year from their respective amateur radio communities regarding the Region 2 HF band plan. Conference delegates will also elect IARU Region 2 officers and directors. At the Emergency Communications Workshop on October 11th, IARU Region 2 emergency coordinators and other national-level amateur radio emergency communications experts will gather to share information and discuss how to increase the capacity for amateurs in Region 2 to respond to large-scale, multinational communication emergencies. Special event station XR2 IARU will also be on the air from the Hotel O'Higgins, the conference venue. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters like the K9 TSU repeater serving Greene County, Wisconsin, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Rad FXSAT went through its shock test and then on Tuesday, October 4th, a short functional test, or SFT. The test verifies the operation of the IHU battery, transmitter, receiver, experiment telemetry, and command systems through 51 steps of actions, measurements, and observations. The test was successful, and the FOX team then performed the pre-flight procedure. This test places the IHU in the launch state so that it is configured as it will be during launch. It will now proceed to the next environmental test. Launch is scheduled for March 16, 2017. More information about the testing and a video of the short functional test is available at AMPSAT.org. Thanks to Jerry N0JY, AMPSAT Vice President of Engineering, for the update. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
In a little more than a month, the venerable AO7 amateur radio satellite will mark 42 years in space. AMSAT says AO7, also known as Oscar 7, the oldest ham radio satellite still in operation, is now switching between Mode A and Mode B on a daily basis, after coming up in Mode A on September 30th. In Mode A, earthbound amateurs transmit on 2 meters and receive on 10 meters. When continuously illuminated, Oscar 7's mode will alternate between Modes A and Mode B, which is 70 centimeters uplink and a 2-meter downlink, every 24 hours. That suggests the satellite is now in constant sunlight and receiving enough power from the solar cells for the 24-hour timer to stay on through its entire orbit, AMSAT North America Secretary Paul Stetzer, N8HM, said. Expect daily mode switches between Mode A and Mode B to occur for the next 3 months or so. November 15th will mark 42 years since Oscar 7 was launched into space from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Oscar 7 was the second so-called Phase 2 amateur radio satellite that AMSAT North America constructed and launched into low Earth orbit. It remained in operation until a short circuit occurred in a battery in 1981. More than 20 years later, however, Oscar 7 unexpectedly returned to life. Satellite experts speculate that Oscar 7's resurrection occurred when the short circuit in the battery opened up for some reason, allowing the solar cells to power the spacecraft. ARRL's National Parks on the Air program remains on track to break 800,000 contacts from eligible NPS units before the end of the year. Some 1,200 activators have made just over 700,000 contacts from nearly 460 of the 489 NPOTA units. With just under 3 months to go, there is still time for you to get in on the NPOTA hunt or to plan your own activation. The NPOTA page on the ARRL website has all the information you need to get started. There are 30 activations scheduled between October 6th and 12th, including the Hubble Trading Post National Historic Site in Arizona and the first activation of Coral Reef National Monument in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA Activations Calendar. Bob Wiseman, WB3W of Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, has been appointed as the interim section manager for the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania section. He is fulfilling the current term of office that was declared vacant by the executive committee of the ARRL Board of Directors this past June. Wiseman's interim appointment continues through March 31, 2018. According to the rules and regulations of the ARRL field organization, when a vacancy occurs between section manager elections, the position shall be filled by appointment by the ARRL Field Services and Radio Sport Manager in consultation with the respective ARRL Division Director. In this case, Dave Patton, NN1N Field Services and Radio Sport Manager, consulted with Tom Abernathy, W3TOM Atlantic Division Director, before making the appointment, which is effective October 5th. Wiseman brings to the helm of the Eastern Pennsylvania section his past experience as Section Emergency Coordinator, District Emergency Coordinator, and Official Emergency Station.
I'm ARRL member Kelly Miller, K5KTX from Quinlan, Texas, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Greg Surratt, W4OZK, has been declared elected as director of the ARRL Southeastern Division to take office at noon Eastern Time on January 1st, 2017. Joe Tiratilli, N4ZUW, is also declared elected as vice director in the Southeastern Division. He has been appointed by ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, to fill the vacant Southeastern vice director chair, effective immediately. And finally, registration is open for the webinar, An Overview of Army and Air Force MARS. That's coming up October 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. U.S. Air Force MARS Chief Dave Stapchuk, KD9DXM, will discuss the history of the Military Auxiliary Radio System program and membership requirements for amateur radio operators. He will also highlight the Joint MARS Phone Patch Network, which provides daily support to U.S. Armed Forces. The Phone Patch Network facilitates not only morale and welfare phone patches, but routinely handles mission-related radio calls and occasionally assists U.S. air crews with in-flight emergency phone patches when air traffic control cannot be reached. U.S. Army MARS Program Manager Paul English, WD8DBY, will discuss the quarterly U.S. Department of Defense contingency communication exercises, which promote interoperability between the amateur radio community and the DoD. English will also discuss initiatives for promoting the use of 60 meters between amateur radio and the federal government, as well as the types of information MARS operators will request from the amateur radio community during the upcoming quarterly DoD communications exercise October 30th and November 1st. Registrants will receive a confirmation email that contains information about joining the webinar. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and thanks for listening.